There's a tribe of Penan in the jungle of Sarawak. They're very shy and honest people. They lived a happy, peaceful life surrounded by nature in the jungle. The jungle gave them rich food. There used to be a lot of fruit and animals which they could eat for their living. They could support themselves by picking fruit from the trees, hunting a wild boar, and fishing in the river in the jungle. The jungle used to be a paradise for them. Well, their life began to change when the Malaysian government decided to sell timber in the jungle to foreign countries. A lot of trees were cut down every day. The trees, which take a very long time to grow, were cut down in only several minutes. The jungle became smaller and smaller. A lot of roads were built to carry the timber by truck. As a result, the earth and sand made the river water dirty and a lot of fish died. The jungle became a place where wild animals can't survive. This means that Penans can't live in the jungle any longer. They're now starving. How unhappy they are. Though it's a sad fact, it's the Japanese who have made them unhappy. Of course, some of the nations are to blame also, but the Japanese are the most guilty, for Japan has imported about 60% of the timber which is cut down there. The imported timber is used in building materials, chopsticks, wrapping paper and so on. How many of those things we are wasting in our daily lives? A lot of advertising leaflets or wrapping papers are flooding our home. At fast food restaurants, paper cups are thrown into a wastebasket one after another. The same thing can be said about chopsticks at many restaurants. Whenever I see this wasteful trend, I remember the sad life of Penans. At the same time, I worry that all trees will soon disappear from the earth if we don't stop using paper in such a wasteful way.